Welcome to a new podcast called Polly's Playoff Features. I'm your host, Shane Barrett, founder of Polly's Playoff, a tournament to end Alzheimer's. And joining me tonight for the very first episode, we have a very, very special guest. And her name is Andrea. That's right, my wife is doing her first podcast. Andrea, how are you doing tonight?
A little uncomfortable.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? Why are you here? And what do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I take care and keep little human beings alive all day long.
Nice.
Barely.
Barely. Oh, awesome. Well, I guess I already told people who you are, being my wife and all. Why are you here?
Because you told me to be here.
Fair enough. That's not the answer I was looking for. Figured you'd mention that you were Polly's granddaughter, but we'll get to that in a minute. Okay, Andrea, who was Polly to you? What did she mean to you? Why was she important to you?
My paternal grandmother.
Okay. And what did she mean to you?
She was a hilarious, quick-witted, fantastic grandmother.
Okay, what made her fantastic? Do you have any specific memories?
Not specifically, but she was just always, she always wanted to be involved. She was at everything. She went on every vacation. She tried everything. She was down to get on all the rides at Disney World.
Okay, that's pretty cool. If you had one word to describe Polly, what would it be?
Opinionated.
That's accurate.
For the good and the bad.
As if you've read the intro to Polly's Playoff, you know that I put that I only knew her for 7 years, but Polly was definitely opinionated. And sometimes that made for a good laugh for everybody.
Yeah, she didn't hold back.
No, not at all. Not at all. So why do you participate in the Walk to End Alzheimer's?
I guess the ultimate hope is that one day it won't be necessary to.
Okay.
The goal is that one day there will be a cure. There will be more preventative measures in place so that other people don't have to go through the same things that we did. Or that other people do.
Yeah. I've talked to multiple people in the fantasy industry who've gone through it, and they all say the same thing, that it sucks to watch the person that you love forget who you are and witness that with you and your family. What would you say is like the number one motivating factor for you?
For like fundraising
for fundraising.
I mean, the number one motivating factor for everything that I do would be my children. And I don't want them to experience, you know, a grandparent or a parent not knowing who they are.
Yeah.
Or watching them forget who they are. I would rather them live in a world where Alzheimer's is not a constant fear that it's going to creep into their life.
Yeah. I know you had to experience that with Polly specifically. Do you still fear that with other family members?
Absolutely. I mean, if I know that other family members have the gene, and so sometimes it feels like a ticking clock, and you hyper analyze everything to because of the fear that maybe this is a sign. Yeah. And I mean, I haven't had myself tested in any way, but I don't know if I'd want to know. But
I feel like knowing you, you would want to know.
I would want to eventually. I think I want to know eventually. I would rather, I mean, either way, knowing it's hereditary, it would be the fear of, is it starting now or, oh, maybe this is Alzheimer's. Maybe I should get checked. You know, I feel like either way, it's going to be a constant question.
Yeah.
As we age.
Yeah. Luckily you're married to me and I already forget everything. So
that's true.
What's your goal for the walk to end Alzheimer's this year and Polly's playoff, since that is our biggest fundraiser?
I mean, we're of course doing it for a good cause, but I'm also just a very competitive person. And so I always want to be top team, top fundraiser.
Okay. What's a dollar amount you think that could get us there?
I mean, if our team, I want our team to hit 10,000.
I don't you.
That's my goal.
Same.
We've been inching towards it, but I really feel accomplished when we hit that.
Yeah. For the record, I think we've gotten about 7,500 the past 2 years, and we could not have done that without you guys. But I think 10,000 is realistic. So that's my goal too.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to get more people in person.
Yeah.
At the walk too. That would be nice. But
yeah. So if you're listening to this and you're in Greenville or Spartanburg or Clemson,
if you're in those two places, just skip the Spartanburg and the Clemson walk
and come to the Greenville walk to be a part of our team. Just because I think it would add perspective to people that play in Polly's playoff and either have a specific person or people that they're playing for in Polly's playoff, or even if they don't, just to come and see what the support system looks like in person. Like, a lot of us are connected in the fantasy football industry through the internet. And so coming to something like the Walk to End Alzheimer's and seeing that support system, that group of people in person, I think it would change a lot of people's perspective in a good way.
I think Alzheimer's is very isolating.
Yeah.
And it's not as talked about as a diagnosis as, like, if you are suffering from cancer or something like that, because it's obviously not as physically obvious, but also, like, for the people that actually have Alzheimer's, it can be very embarrassing. And it's just not something that people share very often. You don't really know how many other people around you are dealing with the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's nice to go out to an event like the walk and surround yourself with people who have experienced or are experiencing the same things that you've gone through.
Yeah. Well, and the other side of that too is, like, the caregivers, like your parents, when Polly was going through it, were the primary caregivers, mm-hmm. and you got to witness that. Could you talk about kind of what that was like from your perspective? I mean, at that point we were late teens, early 20s. Could you just talk about, like, I guess the toll that you witnessed that have on your parents being the primary caregivers, and what you want to maybe create for other people who are caregivers too?
Well, you know, my parents were at the stage in life where I was in college. Then their youngest was middle school, high school, through it. So they were to the point in parenthood where they were kind of, you know, quote, getting their life back. They could just go and do whatever they wanted to. The kids are self-sufficient. You didn't really need a babysitter at that age. And
because you were there.
Well, sort of. My sister was self-sufficient. But they kind of reverted back to, you know, having a toddler. You have somebody who can't be left at home alone. So you've got to hire help. You can't really travel. Can't just, nothing was spontaneous at that point. And I mean, I get asked the same questions 93,000 times a day by actual toddlers. So I kind of have a glimpse, but yeah, you're there. Your whole life changes when you're a sole caregiver of a patient with Alzheimer's, and at the same time, it's your parent or your in-law or grandparent who you really shouldn't be having to take care of. It should be the other way around. So it's a strange dynamic to live in.
Yeah. All right. I think that's enough on Alzheimer's. What do you think? All right. Now we're going to talk a little bit of fantasy football and then football.
Okay.
I'm very intrigued by these answers.
Oh, Lord.
What is your relationship with fantasy football right now?
At the current moment?
Yeah.
None. I pay attention to football from the time the ball kicks off in what, September?
Yeah.
Until the Super Bowl. And then it's irrelevant.
Okay. Well, then let me ask you this question.
My relationship with fantasy football right now is not understanding why you have so much to do with fantasy football when there's not even actual football happening.
Well, that was going to be my follow-up question is, what are your thoughts and feelings on your husband being a quote-unquote content creator in fantasy football? You can be brutally honest.
Really have any opinions on it. I don't mind the content creating and stuff. I like that. It's just the, 9,032,000 mock drafts that happen that I don't understand.
All right. That was a good answer. Who is your favorite NFL team?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
And when did you start cheering for them? Just to clear the air.
Oh, way before Taylor Swift, if that's what you're getting
at. Yeah, that's what I was getting at. I don't know,
probably folks, years ago.
At least 2020, right?
Probably more like 2018, I think.
Okay. Why did you become a Kansas City Chiefs fan?
I don't know. I never really cared about fantasy football. I mean, or NFL football. You know, yeah. I grew up in Alabama. It's SEC football all the time.
Yeah.
But then other people and you watch NFL football. And the Chiefs were just good.
I've never asked you this question. Do you have a favorite player on the Chiefs?
Patrick Mahomes.
That's a good choice.
And I've always liked Travis Kelce, but
do you want to share?
I feel like you can't say that anymore.
What our children call Travis Kelce?
Oh, if you tell a 2-year-old to say Travis Kelce, it comes out trail mix. So he's always trail mix now.
He is trail mix in our house. All right. What is your goal every year in fantasy football?
To beat you.
And who else?
And your dad. Which I have been successful at.
Yeah, she's kicked my butt in our home league. I actually didn't
make, I don't have to beat anybody else. I just have to beat you and your dad.
Thank you.
It's okay.
I love you.
I feel successful then.
Yeah. I actually didn't make the playoffs, I think, until 2 years ago, and we're in like year 5 or 6 of our home league.
You didn't this year?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Did I? I don't remember.
Don't know. I did.
I think I did. She finally did. Not finally. She came back. She was out last year. So, why do you want to beat me and my dad?
Because I feel like y'all actually know things about the players and statistics and stuff, and I don't. So I feel real accomplished when I can still win.
What research do you put into before making your draft picks?
I pick Patrick Mahomes.
Accurate.
And then I pick the names that I know, that I've heard before. And a lot of that has actually come from being in the room while you've recorded podcasts preseason. So I like super sleuth my way in.
So you do benefit from it somewhat. Okay, cool. Good to hear that.
But I don't know anything about them. I just know, I've heard that name before. I'll go with that one.
Okay. So I just need to talk about bad players, so then you'll draft all the bad players.
Sure.
Okay.
I listen to if it's positive or negative.
Okay. We'll see. All right. Totally off topic here. What is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Coffee.
Okay.
But it don't put any chocolate chips in it.
No chocolate chips?
No. I don't want any mocha crunch. No. Just coffee ice cream.
Okay.
Plain.
Plain coffee ice cream.
Yes.
What, do you have a favorite brand or place to get it?
Häagen-Dazs if it's at home.
Okay.
Or Claire's coffee and cream ice cream.
Okay. For those of you that don't know, there's a ice cream shop here in Greenville called Claire's Creamery. It's phenomenal. You should try it. I almost said something slanderous for the internet, but I'm not going to go that far. Okay. Final question here. I'm going to regret this later, I think, for myself. What is the most annoying thing that I do? Play on your phone. Play on my phone?
Yes. Mock drafts.
I really thought that was going to be a different answer. I don't know what, but I...
No, but because it's the most consistent thing.
Okay.
So, like, other things...
What's the most, like, whenever I do it, no matter how rare it is, it immediately makes you want to claw my eyeballs out.
I don't know. Do you have an answer? Do you know?
The one that's coming to my head isn't as frequent as it used to be, but like when I pop my knuckles or pop my neck, I used to hate that.
Oh, I still do. It's just gross, though. It just grosses me out.
Okay. All right.
We pay a chiropractor to do that.
That's accurate. All right. Is there anything else you want the people to know before we wrap this up? About you, about Polly, about Alzheimer's.
It sucks.
What does?
All of it.
Alzheimer's?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Hashtag. That'll be your hashtag for the podcast.
What? Hashtag it sucks? It sucks. We'll see about that. Folks, I hope you enjoy this episode. Going forward, we will have fantasy analysts and fantasy fans like Andrea come on to share their stories of how Alzheimer's has affected them. Registration for Polly's Playoff Year 5, by the time this releases, will be open at pollysplayoff.com. You can scroll to the bottom of the page and fill out the form, and then that will take you to where you can donate. Minimum donation
$10,000.
Minimum donation this year is $1, but the average last year was about $25, and I took out all the big ones. So we had some really big donations last year. Would love to get those. Would love some matching opportunities, if you will. But the goal is $10,000. I think we can get there. We have some awesome, awesome prizes. You can get into Scott Fishbowl 15. You can earn a subscription to Football Guys. Jeff Lambert at Going for Two is going to offer a personal league podcast where three or four analysts will hop on and actually analyze your league. And normally that's about $8 per person in a 12-person league, so you're getting that for free. And just confirmed this evening, Fantasy Points, thanks to the generosity of Joe Dolan, is going to give out some prizes as well. So
that's just what we know of right now.
Yeah, so I'm working on getting more prizes. Actually, there's also two signed jerseys and a signed football that you guys can earn as well. So we're going to do some contests for signups, and then the winner will get the signed football. So y'all sign up for Polly's Playoff at pollysplayoff.com.
Even if you know nothing about.
Yep, because this year we're doing best ball. So you don't even have to know how to set a lineup.
Look
you
there.
Literally just draft, and it will pick the lineup for you. Thanks for joining us, folks. This has been Polly's Playoff Features. I'm your host, Shane Barrett. You can follow me on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, Elon Musk's funhouse, at FFShaneB. Have a great night.